cash-fed cattle ended higher last week and helped lift cattle futures to start this week. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday morning, the 12th of February. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ended up a dollar higher last week on a live basis at $125 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and a dollar to a dollar and a half higher in the North at $124.50 to $126. Dress sales were up to $3 higher at $200. Cattle futures trickled higher Monday after narrow mixed trade early, supported by last week's cash trade and stronger wholesale beef values. Live cattle futures closed 42 cents higher. Except for 50 cents lower in the back contract, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 64 cents higher. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally lower to a penny lower, while soybean futures closed 6 to 9 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were higher to sharply higher on moderate to good demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.53 higher Monday afternoon at $216.88 a hundredweight. Select was $2.69 higher at $213.86. Calves and feeder cattle traded mostly steady to higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers sold mostly $1 to $3 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are 6,300 head. The exception was steady to a dollar lower for steers weighing more than 700 pounds. Feeder heifers sold steady to $2 higher. Steer calves traded steady to $2 higher, while heifer calves sold $2 to $3 higher. At Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, feeder steers sold steady to $4 higher, except for $5 to $7 higher at 650 to 700 pounds and $2 lower at 750 to 850 pounds. Feeder heifers there sold $2 to $4 higher, except for $5 to $10 higher at 5.5 to 600 pounds. There were 4,186 head on offer. Steer calves weighing less than 650 pounds and heifer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady to $3 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there were 3,956 head. Steers weighing more than 650 sold steady to $3 lower. Heifers weighing more than 500 pounds sold steady to $2 lower. At Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa, steers weighing less than 500 pounds sold mostly steady, then mostly $1 to $2 higher at 500 to 700 pounds, and mostly $2 lower at heavier weights. Feeder heifers weighing less than 550 sold mostly steady, but mostly $1 to $2 higher at heavier weights. There were 3,400 head on offer. Finally, steers and heifers sold steady to $2 higher at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, where there are 1,435 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed again on Monday, with lingering worries about the lack of resolution to trade issues between the U.S. and China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 53 points lower, the S&P 500 closed a point higher, and the NASDAQ was up 9 points. Indices are sharply higher in early trade today on signs the government may have a plan in place to avoid another shutdown. Despite current strength in wholesale beef values and fed cattle prices, Stephen Kuntz, agricultural economist at Colorado State University, says current cash feeder prices, as well as deferred feeder cattle and live cattle futures, suggest concerns. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, Kuntz explains, we're starting the year expecting big supplies of beef through the summer, and it will take surprising good news for optimism. He adds that, for him, solid domestic demand and demand due to international trade in protein is much less of a given this year than last. In the meantime, Kuntz says, the wet winter weather stretching from the upper Midwest through the southern plains will hold cattle weights lower and likely create some variability in finishing times. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday morning, the 12th of February. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.